Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day.
And God bless you. Welcome to another episode of the Power of Prayer Talk Show, where I am your hostess for the next 30 minutes, Prophetess Patricia Williams. Thank each and every one of you for tuning in on today. Go ahead and invite somebody on right now, because let them know that God has a word for them on today. I pray that your weekend was blessed, and I pray that your week will be blessed as well. And if you would like to call in with your testimony or with a praise report or prayer, you can call. You can call 319-527-6072. That's 319-527-6072. Okay, and if you would like to hear a special topic or you would like prayer, you can email me at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. That's faithisthekey47@gmail.com. All right, now here we go. Apostle just logged on. How you doing, Apostle?
I'm blessed. How are you?
Doing great, man of God. Doing great. It's great to have you on, and I pray that your day has been blessed. Amen.
Yes, it has.
Man of God, we want to talk about today how the spiritual truth will transform the lives of people. You know, we hear many things. You know, we hear people talking and people saying different things, but it's not the spiritual, biblical truth of God's word. You know, we have many people in their own denominations and writing their own Bibles and perceiving on how God's word should be, and but perceiving on what God is saying, and it's really not what God is saying, because if you were really grab a hold of spiritual truth, your life will never be the same. So that's what we want to discuss on today, how the spiritual truth will really transform your life. We know you may have some hang-ups, and you may not just come out right then, but as long as you continually getting that word, eventually it will transform your life. So you can open up, man of God.
One thing I know for a fact, woman of God, is that it's important for us to understand that it's God's spirit that that actually comes in and actually brings about a change into our life. I seen something the other day that just blessed me so much, and I'm remembering how it said was, God formed us, but sin deformed us. The Bible informs us, but Jesus transforms us. And what people fail to realize is, when you actually are led by the Spirit of God, and you actually have the Spirit of the living of God, who is your ultimate counsel, not your alternative counsel, but who is your lead counsel, you will find yourself in, even in matters that are fleshy, you will find yourself transformed, and you will find yourself converted to things that are spiritual and not things that are carnal. I find a lot of times, you know, that there's a lot of good people, woman of God, in the side. I mean, there are a lot of good people on the inside of the earth. There's a lot of people who are saved, who is walking around in the earth. But what I find in this hour, that they're too wide open. And what I mean, they're too wide open, is that their portal is entirely too open to receive certain things. You know, me and my wife were sitting down with a friend of ours the other day, and we were talking, and she brought another lady over, and we were conversating and having a good time. And the thing that got me was, I told my wife, I said, something is not right. I said,
yeah.
You know, I said, I know you always think, you know, that I'm ticky or whatever the case may be, but I said, my spirit man does not agree with her. And as she began mm-hmm. to speak, she began to say that she's a minister. That's cool. You know, I don't jump
mm-hmm.
just because somebody say they're a minister. You know, but
true.
What she ended up letting slip out of her mouth was she was a Yoruba priestess. And if you know anything about a Yoruba priestess and that Yoruba religion, because that is a religion from Africa.
Yes, it is.
You will learn that they believe in 300 different spirits and deities.
Yes.
So I say all of that to say sometimes if we spiritually do not have the Holy Spirit and we do not have the leader, the Holy Ghost, inside of our life, I would have broke
mm-hmm.
bread with her, not understanding that she did not believe in the same spirit or walk in the same supernatural power that I operated in.
Yeah. Wow. And see, man of God, you said something very powerful, because those spirits, like those different denominations, they would lead other people to them just to make them feel comfortable without giving them the spiritual truth of the aspect. It's just to make them feel comfortable. And it's a lot of them that is out there that is just going their own way. Because some people say it, and then I've heard this so many times, it's hard to live by the Bible. No, it's not, because you make it hard. I mean, it's not hard.
Right.
You make it hard. And so they out there really searching for something that is much better or otherwise, that is not so conforming to make them to come out of what they're in. Because once that you get the spiritual truth, your life will change. Not only will it change, you will get delivered from some stuff. And we all know some people don't want the full deliverance. They will get delivered from hurt, pain, and everything else. But it comes a time when some people say, and Lord knows, I've heard this so many times, you can touch some things, and there's some things they don't want touched. So how could you tell those people, without them living a full life, they have to live a full life? Some things have to be touched. Some things have to be manifested out before you can have a happier life, a full life.
Ooh. Woman of God, you know, I laugh because as I'm listening to you saying that, something is dropping
mm-hmm.
into my spirit. People do not understand the significance
mm-hmm.
of bringing everything up. And the reason why I say it that way
yeah.
is if you're in a grocery store, no matter if the food you buy is good or is bad for you,
uh-huh.
you still have to scan it so you could be charged.
Yeah.
Problem
yeah.
is people do not want everything brought up, woman of God, so that they can
mm-hmm.
charge you for what it is. And you
yes.
know what? And some people are so comfortable, woman of God, with their misery. Some people are so comfortable
mm-hmm.
with their pain. Some people are so comfortable with their bitterness, and then they want to throw God
yeah.
on the top of it, and they want him to authorize them to go forth. Problem with that
mm-hmm.
is that you're not charging it. You're not giving it a name. You're not allowing it to come up. So how could you ever expect to live the fullness of God if you have that breach on the inside of that? Woman of God, I've never seen so much peace in my life until I let go of bitterness. Let go of it, until I charged it, I gave it a name,
mm-hmm.
I realized what it was, so that it could be not bind, but so it could be cursed by the root, and so it could be sent away. You know, and a lot of people
yeah.
don't want to give stuff a name so that it can actually be dealt with. You know, and it's so sad, woman of God, because why would you be your worst tormentor when the enemy is already doing their job perfectly? So if you don't
exactly.
want to acknowledge stuff, if you don't want to bring it to the front line, How are you ever going to get to the head of the table if you're too busy keeping yourself in the back by the trash cans in the kitchen?
Wow, and that is so true. And, man of God, you said something so profound. You got to give it a name. You got to name it. You got to put it out there, because if that you don't name it, it's just going to stay right there, and then it's going to manifest and manifest. And, man of God, I've learned so much. God's word will cut you deep, because that's what the Bible says. But then in that same exact moment, it will heal you as well. Man of God, we got people that have been really has been cut by the word. But the problem is they are not allowing the word to, you know, heal them right then after they have been cut. So what would you tell people that have the wounds open? Ooh, this is good. They are walking around here with open wounds.
God, you know, woman of God, I will say that unless you put some medicine on it, it'll never heal. Mm. It'll never grow. I mean, it'll never come. You know, people want new, and let's look at this in the natural for a minute. People who want new skin to grow can't expect new skin to grow if they don't treat the wound. People spiritually cannot expect spiritually to get to the next level if they don't treat the breach that's there from day one. So if you can't treat the breach that is there, how are you going to get over? That's like having, woman of God, that's like having a step built and they miss some steps on the way to get up inside the house. How are you going to do that and effectively do that unless you either are comfortable with it being that way or you are adjacent to taking your own self through hurdles that you do not have to take yourself through? And we see it so much, woman of God, inside of the body of Christ.
Yes.
We see it so much, and I see it more inside of the pulpit. People, woman of God, are preaching so much out of their pain. They're preaching out of their wounds, and they're not healed. You know, they're getting up and they're releasing that, and they do not realize what they're dispersing over the people. And what's so sad is nobody can correct them because they don't feel no one could tell them anything.
That's so true. That is so true. That is so true. Man of God, that is so true. You have any last words for the people? Because this is so good. And I do encourage you all, those who are not listening to us live, to go back to the archives and listen to it. I mean, this is some profound, revelated stuff, because we need the spiritual truth of God to really transform us. And the transformation may hurt. Transformation is not easy, but it is for your good. You have to get it done. Man of God, you have any last words?
Woman of God, what I will say to the people of God is that anything that's covered cannot be unburied unless you unbury it. I've seen so many situations where we take the same wrong analogies that we are taught as children, and we bring them into spiritual matters. What goes on in this house stays in this house.
Stays in this house.
Crying for? What you doing this for? What you doing that for? A grown man shouldn't cry. A grown man shouldn't deal. You cannot take natural matters that you were ill prepared for into spiritual battles. Preachers, men walking around wounded, women walking around wounded, and then they turn around and they try to bring it, and they want God to accept it as a spiritual matter when really it was a physical matter that had never been dealt with, or it was intertwined and crossed over. So my suggestion, you know, people of God, to anybody who's going to be listening to this later on, is uproot that thing so it can be healed, because you do not have time to deal with a breach that should not be there when you should be already ready to deal with another form of warfare for the benefit of not only ministry, but the benefit of all those who God called to you.
Yes. Wow. This is so good. Man of God, I thank you so much. I just pray that people would just please grab hold to this word and just run with it, because it is time for us to do what God has called us to do. Man of God, I thank you so much, and I pray that the rest of your week is blessed, and I thank everyone
Amen.
For tuning in. Y'all have a nice evening. God bless you.
Amen, God. God bless.
Bless you.